everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode. That is
Life from the Lair.
And if you guys been watching the show for a while, you know I'm doing comedy to stop dudes from killing themselves.
Well, no shit.
Because apparently there's a whole bunch of suicides out there and nobody's talking about it. One of the main reasons these individuals are self-deleting, I can put the blame pretty much at the feet of the ladies or the communists with tits, but that's another show.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, now this one is basically a revamped old-school version of resilience training. Now, when I was on active duty, I sat through probably half a dozen of these briefings right after you got the anti-suicide briefings, which were as useless as tits on a bull. And all they really did was basically give you an 800 number and tell you to watch your buddy.
Call me now.
Well, there's a lot of guys out there who grew up was basically in the home of a single mother, didn't have a man around or a father figure to tell you the deal.
He's not coming back this time.
Well, that's about to change because the Popster is here to help you guys out. Now, I know there's probably some men out there who are male feminists and are like, oh, guys, just reprehensible. It's absolutely terrible. And I'm not going to argue with you because I am not a nice guy. I'm not a good person.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
But let's get into this briefing. This is going to be broken into two parts. The first one is basically for the enlisted plus the officers, because they always have to show up and basically make sure everything's good to go. The second half is going to be strictly for the enlisted. And, you know, that could go all the way up to Sergeant Major, depending upon how far up they are up there at commander's asses. Because a lot of those guys go to the Command Sergeant Major or the Sergeant Major Academy and literally get turned into officer-thinking idiots. That's not me saying it. That is decades and decades of enlisted guys observing that observation, and I myself saw it. So here we go. All right, now, before 1990, these two terms did not exist. And the main reason they're here is to manipulate you. Just get that through your thick skulls. All right. First, we have emotional intelligence.
Ha! Gay!
How many times have you heard that from the ladies out there? Well, he's just not emotionally intelligent enough, and I don't know. He seems ignorant emotionally.
Go have a conversation with all the ladies and tell them your problems.
You lady squiscar.
No, I'm not!
All right, now what that really means is you understand and manage your own emotions, plus you're aware of other people's emotions. All right, I got it. Now, back in the day, I was born in 1968, and coming up in my neighborhood, you didn't really go around talking about your emotions that often. Unless your dog died, your parents are getting divorced, you have a death in the family, or you have a broken bone with actual bones sticking out of the flesh. Other than that, it was a no-ah-ah non-starter. All right, next you have emotionally available, which I'm going to be honest is code speak for you're a pussy.
Emotional damage.
I got it. I know there's some officers watching this like, oh, Jesus, that pop guy is a little harsh. Yeah, this I don't know if this is going to be good viewing material for the troops out there. Well, that's a perspective, and I will hold back adjectives and other colorful names and descriptions of you here.
But I'm not a fudge packer.
Then why are you packing fudge?
All right, now what that means is you understand and respond properly to emotional cues and needs of others. Properly meaning, you know, back in my day, you got punched in the mouth. You ran your suck hole, you pissed somebody off, and they were emotionally intelligent enough to punch you in the mouth. That's the way it used to work. Today, where everyone gets a trophy and everyone calls the cops for whatever, this is just gone way, way outside the ballpark. Now, here's some common ways that you get man-ip-ulated. Now, you guys out there, if you've been in a long-term relationship, you're going to recognize these steps. Number one, outbursts. Emotional outbursts.
Oh, my God!
I used to date a half Mexican chick and she was a raging fucking bitch and would go off at the drop of a dime.
Two Mexican women finally get right in. Hey, Christina Lopez, remember me? You want some shit? Huh? You want
And the only reason I kept her around is she had the great speed bags with nipples and was a Tyrannosaurus pussy rex in bed. I'm just being honest. I got it. Number two, they smooth talk you. Like how many times do you start an argument or something's going south and all of a sudden they pull out, oh, well, you know, they start complimenting you and massaging your ego because they want to bring it down because they want to properly manipulate you. Number three, and women drop out of the box already pre-programmed for this. It's called denial and gaslighting.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
All right, you can catch them in the act. And, well, you know, they come up with a bunch of excuses. No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else. Or they start, you know, weaving some tall tale to draw you in and basically take your shit.
Oh, a bullshit artist. Did you bullshit last week?
No.
Next, lie and deceit. This is, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Lying, you know, evil hairless monkeys. Some of us are just more melanin challenged than others. And we are exceptionally good at lying and fabricating and what have you.
Did you try to bullshit last week?
Yes.
I myself am not really a good liar. You know, when I was deployed forward, I was really good at deceit, especially when it was against the enemy. But that was a war zone, and all of that shit is implied. All right, next. artificially nice. Number five, artificially nice. Have you ever watched Harry Potter, where you have that principal who's dressed in pink and, you know, she talks all nice to you, but you know that she has nothing but bad intent for you? That's what I'm talking about. If you are a dude and you have two brain cells that rub together, you should be able to tell when people are being artificially nice to you.
Well, I have a slightly better haircut.
So how's the ransom account going, Marcus?
It's all right.
Really? That's interesting. It's not great.
Oh, well, you know.
And if you can't discern this difference, you probably are hanging out in the strip club thinking these ladies actually love you, like you, or what have you. Go in there with no money and see what happens. Next, number six, no financial support. That's where the term your money is our money and my money is my money.
Everybody got that?
All right, now, if you are in a mirage or a marriage, whatever you want to call it. In today's day and age, it's a mirage. And you're working your ass off, and she is not doing shit. And every time you try to, you know, hold her to account for, hey, man, we need some extra cash in here. You need to get a job. And all of a sudden, it turns into drama queen central. You are being manipulated.
You need a job.
No, I don't want a job.
Well, I know.
It's so much work.
And finally, number seven, they always play the victim. All right, now you should be able to detect this immediately. First date. A lot of these ladies who like to play the perpetual, the constant victim, will talk about their victimhood on the very first date or within three dates tops.
Can I be the helpless victim? Okay, let's see.
And the reason they do that is they want to see if you actually are gullible enough to fall for the trap. Because I have known lots of guys who are like, well, you know, she was in a bad spot and I was just helping her out and it didn't work out and we got divorced. And I'm like, really? So what did that cost you? Well, you know, I had a house and I had to give her a car. I lost the house and half my pension and half my 401k. You got manipulated, and a lot of guys do not tolerate this well, and things go south. Either you wind up in prison or, in the graveyard. Sometimes a loony bin. That may or may not be permanent, so it is what it is. Now, this is the first half of the briefing. Sergeant majors, sergeants, can you just get the officers out of the room, please? I'll wait. Okay. All right, PL. All right, we have enough of your input. Are they gone? Okay. All right, platoon sergeant, bring out the garbage can full of beer. All right. All you guys get two beers. That's it, because you guys get stupid. Next comes the second half of the briefing, which is the old school way. All right, now I'm going to take off these self-censoring pieces of paper. Move them off to the side. There's a little graphic representation here. Please, it is what it is. All right, here we go. Now we talked about emotional availability. Well, this is exactly what that is. Now I had to dummy down this picture because it might get censored on YouTube, but it's pretty basic. I love me beer. All right, this is you from the rear view. This is what you look like to her or your significant other. I don't know what you got going on. Don't ask, don't tell. It's your business. Now this right here is your business or your slot B, surrounded by your business lips. But the minute you fall for this manipulation, it becomes the cuckgina.
A what?
I'm just telling you the truth here. This is an old NCO just giving you the absolute old school definition of what you're getting yourself into. Now this here is your twigs and berries. I call it your manipulation lever. All she got to do is get on there, pull it a few times. You go to zero to get me a Cadillac in 6 seconds. I've seen that before. This also is a good setup for a finance A house, finance A boat, finance A fill in the blank. All they got to do is a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you're paying for everything. And listen, on an E5 pay, that doesn't go far. You'll wind yourself up on benefits, WIC, Section 8, whatever, if you're living off post, which is fairly common, especially if you're stupid enough to get married while you're a lower enlisted. In fact, in current year, I would highly advise you to never get miraged, period.
That's some old bullshit.
And if they're successful at the finance A, you'll wind up in a mirage. Now, let's just be honest. A mirage is simply, when you're in the desert and heat is bouncing off the ground and it throws up a mirage, it looks like water. And you're like, oh, I'm going to keep walking for this cool drink of water that I'm never going to get because it is an illusion.
If that $100 bill is no more than 100 pennies.
Men fall in love. Women fall in business. And the minute she realizes you're a bad financial decision because you're in the military, let's face it, you guys don't get paid enough, she is gone.
No, I mean, they're gone. Split out of here. Afterlife kids. Deceased.
It's a mirage. You're going to get the I'm not happy speech, and you're going to lose half your shit and chase your kids around until they're adults. You might ever see him again. I've heard of that happening as well.
You're horrible.
No, no, it's not.
All right, we covered that. Next, this is emotional availability. Next is emotional intelligence. This is a side view. All right, now, emotional intelligence is simply how far up the cuckgina they can go until they get you to vomit out money. And some of these ladies are really upfront about it. Like, you got to pay for this, you got to pay for that. I have needs, I have expenses.
Somebody needs to pay for all my children. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
When she's telling you that, she's bending you over and ramming one of her tentacle tits right up your ass to turn you into a sock puppet ATM. Now, I know some guys are like, oh my God, this guy's terrible. How could he say such things? It's absolutely true. It's 100% brutal. And more often than not, it is lethal. And it's happening on the regular to you guys.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Now, it takes some old first sergeant who's long since been retired to make these goddamn videos to keep you from self-deleting over stupid bullshit like this.
That's Mickey loves you.
Drink up, gentlemen. Okay, so we covered the vomiting money part. Now, here's the amazing part. When you guys are young and in shape, and you got that uniform on, and you got the brass and the ribbons and all of the flash and circumstance going on, women go crazy. And you're going to wind up probably getting, you know, hooking up with some chick that's got long legs and big tits. And you think, wow, I won the lottery. I'm going to marry that and lock that shit down so she'll be mine forever. She's not yours. It's just your turn. And there's a reason the words starter husband exist. Don't be that guy.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
All right, so say you lock this down and you make the mistake of inoculating her with wedding cake.
Delicious.
Well, before you know it, those long legs and big tits become big legs and long tits. The average woman today is a size 14, pushing almost 2 bills in body weight. In fact, these women are so big, they're coming up with additional bra sizes. I'm sure you've all heard of double D, right? Well, now they have double DL, which is double D long. And it probably goes all the way up to double X long.
What the hell is the world coming to?
I'm going to be honest. I think that's where tentacle porn was invented. These things get long, and they become quite pugilistic, if you know what I mean. If you have to fight one of these wamalos or dependent platypuses or brimalos, it's like fighting somebody with four hands because you're getting hit with two fists and two tits. It sucks. All right. Now, I'm sure you guys got a good laugh out of this. Because I'm trying to bring this subject up in a comedic kind of way. Because I'm going to be honest. You young individuals are hard-headed idiots, figuratively and literally. You are literally signing blank checks with your penises that will take you 18 to 21 years, if not the rest of your life, to cash. All right, there's a reason. You ever heard that term, I need that like a hole in the head? Well, you got one on the little head right there, and all that comes out of that thing is bad decisions. All right? There's a reason you're going for these stupid bitches, because you're thinking with the small head. It's got one eye. It's got no depth perception. And after you, you know, do what you got to do, you're like, well, that was a bad idea. Because you're using post-nut clarity, and the big head is going, what did I just do?
That kid's your son. You're the dad.
I've made a huge mistake.
Gentlemen, don't be the fool. Wrap your tool and realize you are being manipulated. And a lot of guys don't discover this until it's too late. They come home from deployment to the tumbleweed treatment. There's not even a stick of furniture left. Kids are gone. Divorce papers are on the counter. And you are out there flapping. Because you got basically hoodwinked into a mirage. You know, she pulled the wanky the Yankee one too many times. That little head took over and ruined your goddamn life. So please, let's just cut this off at the pass. Don't screw around with this shit if you're enlisted. It's not going to end well, because all she really has to do is suck you into a mirage for 10 years and one day, and guess what? You lose half your pension when you decide to retire. If you ever get to retire. I know lots of guys who stayed in past 30 and they had to medically retire because that changed the equation for their former wiffles to get their hands into their pocket. Decades after he'd already been divorced. All right, gentlemen, that's all I got for you. You guys take it easy and I will talk to you later.